Lexington's public golf courses continue to carry a cost to government of more than $900,000 a year. Members of a council committee got an update this week on changes implemented the first of the year. That included raising the senior green fee from age 50 to 57 and eliminating the loyalty discount card. Parks and Recreation Director Monica Conrad says 6 months is not enough time to fully evaluate operational changes.
We're turning a cruise ship, right? It's not going to happen quickly. We're not going to see the numbers impact quickly, unfortunately, especially when you throw in, you know, probably the worst 6 months of weather that Lexington has seen in a number of years.
Conrad says revenues and expenses both declined by about 8%, which resulted in a 5% increase in the bottom line for golf. Councilmember Kevin Stinnett asked whether changing the use of golf property had been studied. Conrad said she doesn't envision selling off any course, and if anything, golf property would likely be maintained as green space. Councilmember Steve Kay believes golf will likely be a public offering that always carries a cost.
If somebody wants to make a specific recommendation for change, we ought to entertain it, but my sense is we ought to understand kind of what the situation is, what the status is, and that that's an expense that's a reasonable expense for the community.
Lexington Golf Services Manager Curtis Mitchell says extremely bad golfing weather this past spring had a significant impact on play. He says there was a 36% increase in unplayable days. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.